So welcome everybody to the little practice on the shortest day. And I, as you can see, I'm keeping my lights dim so that we can stay in the dark for as long as possible. And today's sitting, I was going to leave the poem to a little bit later on and invite you all to come up into standing meditation. For some reason that doesn't work for you, just stay sitting. You can weave the themes into your sitting just as well. But if you're open to it, let's begin standing, the feet a little bit apart. With enough space, it doesn't have to be very much. The length of a yoga mat, maybe a little bit more ahead of you. Coming to standing. So if you're just arriving, we're going to come into some standing meditation. And then into some walking meditation. And then we'll come back and have our poem and our sitting. So as you stand, and if you're like me in rather dim light, just noticing the body trying to balance itself. And of course, when we close our eyes, we feel that even more so. Feeling the feet rooting into the ground. Sensing your bones and that gentle upright energy that comes from the cusp of the heel, from this backside of the inner arch, right up through the leg bones, the pelvis, through the spine, all the way through the crown of the head, balancing on your bones, breathing, and welcoming this shortest day. In your body, it may be with relief, it may be with regret, but it's a reality. I'm living on this spinning planet, at this part of the spinning planet in the northern hemisphere. This is our shortest day. And the light is dim. And as we breathe, sensing the life within, the life around, and hopefully you have just enough light, maybe very little, to walk a few paces forward and then to pause again. And as you do that, really keeping your attention fully in your feet, articulating your feet, and each foot is a kind of statement to, I'm here on this spinning planet, right at this moment, when the light is just about to change. So walking forward, 6-7 paces, maybe a little bit more, pausing, coming back into your bones, feeling both the rooting down and the gentle rising up from the center of the heel, up beyond the crown of the head, and then turning. If you can do this little walking with your eyes closed or your eyes very soft, go ahead. And then walk back. articulating, heel, ball, toe, and then the push from the back foot. And then that foot comes through, heel, ball, toe, pushing with the back foot. And continuing in this way, making sure that you don't fall over, that you've got a pace that you can manage. And we'll stay with this little bit of walking. Walking, pausing, standing, walking. Walking in the dark. If you feel safe enough, either walking with your eyes closed, walking backwards, just to bring that full attention, noticing the inevitable wobble and how the body self-corrects, bringing you into balance at this transitional time of the year. And this last little bit of walking meditation, being with every little movement, every little shift, balancing, lifting one foot, putting the other down, 100% there, moving in the relative dark. Even those of you who are in full light and perhaps moving into evening now. And then pause, come to standing meditation, rooting the feet, feeling from the center of the back part of the heel, that rising energy, rooting energy, balancing energy, just standing. Very simple. Just breathing right here on this spinning planet. On this curved surface of the earth. And then come down into sitting. Finding your way, letting your sitting bones have the attention that your feet had a moment ago. As we settle into the seating, I'm going to read our poem for today. This will be the one time I read it. And it will be an invitation to come back into the dark. This time of year, in our regular lives, so much pull out, socialize, be busy, completing the year in different ways. And yet there's this incredible pull inwards into the dark. This is a poem by Joyce Roop called Winter's Cloak. This year, I do not want the dark to leave me. I need its wrap of silent stillness, its cloak of long-lasting embrace. Too much light has pulled me away from the chamber of gestation. Let the dawns come late. Let the sunsets arrive early. Let the evenings extend themselves while I lean into the abyss of my being. Let me lie in the cave of my soul, for too much light blinds me, steals the source of revelation. Let me seek solace in empty places of winter's passage. Those vast dark nights that never fail to shelter me. So let's move into that dark. Invite that sense of letting the light go for a little bit. The only light, that gentle light of awareness. The breath rising and falling, the body, the seating position, rooting you, grounding you. And just the utter simplicity of being here, creating our own little protective cloak around the light within. So we get caught up in our little stories, our worries, our plans. Imagining a cloak encircling you, perhaps a forest cloak, a night cloak. Just reminding you that this is the time to relish the dark, particularly on this last day. Dropping back into the dark. Letting everything external that pulls you out into the cacophony of brightness, just letting that go for the next little bit, for the next few minutes. wrapped in the dark, warm, cozy, here, or busy with shopping lists and things to do, forms to fill, phone calls to make. See if you can, if your thoughts were lights, would it be like a shopping mall? Be burning bright lights everywhere. See if you can invite a gentle extinguishment, maybe just the dimmer switch. Maybe not possible to let go of some of the thoughts that are coming and going, but just turn their radiance down a little. Imagine perhaps they're like candle flames and slowly extinguishing the ones you really don't need right now. Letting yourself come back to the simplicity of just this moment, this breath, this sensation in the body. As we come towards the end of this little sitting, I invite you into a little contemplation. What is your cloak? What is it that supports this coming back inside into the simplicity, magical simplicity, this time of year, honoring it in your body, your life? What is that cloak made of? What is the warp and weft of that cloak made of? What helps you stay to some degree in tune with your body, your being, its needs, those of you around you, the life around you? It may be, as you toss that question into the air, the cloak is your meditation practice or your yoga. Perhaps your cloak is your walk with your dog, with the autumnal leaves below your feet, or your ritual cup of tea or coffee, looking out on whatever vista you have. Perhaps it's a creative practice, journaling, art, music. Perhaps it's just simply being quiet, turning off what other external noise doesn't have to be there, so you can relish the quiet and the dark in your own way. Let it speak to you without having to do anything. What is your cloak? What helps you honor and respect this time of the year, this solstice time?